He was a little guy, weighed about 135 or 40 pounds. But he had a voice like somebody a mile high.
If you got the horses out in the pasture and you want to call them to come in, how do you do that?
Well, I don't know if I've ever heard the term for that. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody call them.
They usually just come, or?
No, I'm feeding the daughter's horses a little bit. Son-in-law has been working away from home. He's been working up around Rockford and Indianapolis. And
Memphis.
Last week he's down in Memphis. So they got three horses out there. I go out and feed them water once in a while when she's alone, especially after she came home from the hospital. I just go out there and whistle, and then the horses come right now.
Mm-hmm. So you whistle. Okay, well, that's what a lot of people do. If you got a horse, you're either driving or riding. What do you say to him to get him to either start off or go faster?
Get up.
Okay. Then to stop him, you.
Oh.
Okay. How about backing him up?
Usually just pull on the rein and start talking back up.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about anything to horse or not.
I know, I was trying that last night. It seemed to work.
Usually the way the horses were trained, you could pull on the reins backwards and they'd start backing up. Mm-hmm. It made a difference on how your horses were trained. Some people could talk to a horse and tell him to back up and he'd back.
Yeah. If you got pigs, you want to feed them, what do you say?
Sorry.
Yeah.
They would say?
That's it.
I don't know how to spell it.
Okay. Some of these things we don't know how to spell. See, because when we work with these, they're all recorded in phonetic transcriptions. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to spell out this stuff either.
I don't know how to spell it either.
If you got sheep, I mean, I realize probably didn't, but if you had sheep, how did people call a sheep in from the pasture?
That I wouldn't know. There never was enough sheep around here to talk much about. My brother's kept some a few times. Friend of my dad's out here always kept a few. There never were many sheep around here.
Okay. How'd you call the chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
Chick, 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 chick.
All right. If you got the horse and you want to get him ready either to ride or to hitch up to something, what do you say? I want to the horse.
I want to harness the horse.
Okay.
Or saddle the horse, whichever it might be.
Okay. If you ride, you got your feet sitting on the
stirrup.
Okay.
I never tried it, but that's what they say. Okay. I always rode bareback.
All right.
Never rode any other way.
Yeah, I think I've ridden bareback one time. Anyway. Did you ever have a term for the horse if you had a team of two horses, the one on the left? Any term for that?
I can't remember any. Most of the time, we only had one horse. If we moved here from Chicago, you either walked or you drove a horse.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any other way to go. And for years, we only had one horse. A few years, we had two horses. Farmed 20 acres. I don't know if I ever heard a term for a horse on the left.
Okay. Some people say near horse or something like that. That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know if I ever heard any terms that way.
Okay. Okay, all right. The way you control a horse, you hang on to
the reins or lines. Most people call them the lines.
Is that when you're driving or when you're riding?
Either.
Okay. Okay. When you have just plowed a field, it's sort of hard to walk across because you've got these
clods
or the things that sort of look like lines.
Furrows.
Yeah. Would you say it again?
Furrows.
Okay. I sort of cut in on your voice on that. If you've got a bunch of shrubs and stuff you want to remove so you can plant a field, what'd you call the process of doing?
Rub them out.
Okay. What would you call a piece of land that you just did this to? Do you have any term for that?